You are listening to Pure Opelka
with Mike Opelka.
Testudo, my friends, and it is a bonus podcast. Yes. Big news today is Bill Cosby convicted on three counts. I reached out to our friend Wendy Patrick. We need to talk to a lawyer, a prosecutor about this. She's on the phone. You know who she is. The coolest. Our friend Wendy Patrick, PhD. How are you, Wendy?
Good. Always a pleasure, Mike. Right back at you.
Well, I'm really excited you could find time for us, especially after the crazy Friday we had, or crazy Thursday we had, with the Bill Cosby news. I have a couple things I want to talk to, but let's get into Cosby first. Were you surprised by the verdict, all three guilty charges?
You know, I think I was most surprised at how quickly this jury reached a verdict. Remember, the last jury took many more hours and had a much harder time and had a very different case. You know, one of the reasons that this was a better case, I should say, the one that we just did, is remember in the first trial, there was only one additional accuser that the judge permitted to testify. In this retrial, five additional women were able to take the stand and virtually say, "Me too." That made a big difference. Not only that, but the hashtag Me Too era made a big difference. So it was a very different case. Now, having said all of that, Mike, the defense also got to present evidence this time around that they didn't in the first trial. But it wasn't enough to overcome the patterns make the predator argument that apparently carried the day in this retrial. And sure enough, now he's going to face a sentencing hearing on all three charges.
Well, you brought up the issue of allowing the four additional witnesses to testify against Mr. Cosby in this retrial. Will that weigh into any appeal? Could they say, hey, this really was kind of a second bite of the apple with the deck stacked against us?
Absolutely. And any good defense attorney files an appeal. You know, I started my career as a defense attorney, and regardless of the chances of success, that's one of the things that Tom Mesereau, remember, that's the lawyer that Cosby retained for his retrial. That's also the late Michael Jackson's lawyer that acquitted him on child molest charges. That's exactly what Mesereau claimed he's going to do. He said he's going to fight this. It's not over. He's going to appeal. And you're right. Allowing the five extra women to testify is one of the things he's going to appeal. And, you know, he'll probably find a lot of other things to appeal. Are these appeals generally successful? No, but these are the kinds of things that any lawyer is going to accomplish. That doesn't mean that the court is not going to move forward, though, for sentencing.
Were you surprised by Bill Cosby's outburst right after the sentencing when he used the a-hole term?
Absolutely. This is the time between conviction and sentencing that he should be on his best behavior. He's got a judge here that's going to decide what that sentence is worth. And I was very surprised because he's behaved himself. He's minded his manners. He presented in court as frail, as, you know, leaning on his publicist and his lawyer. It was very surprising. And the tone and the tenor and the volume of his voice, obviously we didn't hear it, but it's been described to us in detail. That was a big surprise. So I also wouldn't be surprised if he came in with an apology the next time he's in court at the urging of his lawyer. But Mike, this is one of those justice delayed is not necessarily justice denied verdicts. The footage of the way some of his other accusers who were in court responded afterwards, you know, these women have waited decades, some of them, for some measure of justice, and they finally have it. That jury did not take long to mete out a verdict that satisfied all of those victims, at the very least, even though they weren't the ones directly accused. They found safety in number. And remember, there's 60 women that stepped forward, only one that was involved in this trial, but it was a measure of justice for all of them.
That brings me up to my next question. Will a verdict like this do anything to change statute of limitation restrictions? Because that's what prevented the 59 others from really filing a similar case, isn't it?
Exactly right, Mike. And the Me Too movement in and of itself, even before the Cosby verdict, had done wonders for changing statutes of limitations and even eliminating statutes of limitations in some jurisdictions, because it's not fair that simply because for whatever reason there is that delay in reporting or delay in evidence. And you remember, the whole this case that we just heard was prompted by the release of Cosby's civil case transcript in 2015, which allowed prosecutors then to have to reopen the case. Those kinds of things shouldn't prevent women from, or women and men, whoever the victims are, from achieving a measure of justice and from courts losing jurisdiction once those statutes pass. So yes, to answer your question, absolutely. Verdicts like this, and even cases like this before they go to verdict, even the cases that have been percolating in a court of public opinion, much less a court of law, have had legislatures look at these and relook at whether or not we should do away with statutes in many states. And that appears to be happening already.
Fascinating stuff. This is a change in our laws and in our society. It's a seismic change. Now, speaking of seismic changes, Bill Cosby, guilty on all three counts, faces a maximum of 10 years for each count. What do you, in your professional opinion, think he will face in terms of jail time?
Well, they're probably going to be run concurrently. And what that means is it's not going to be 10 plus 10 plus 10. Many cases like this involve them being served in just one 10-year sentence. And the reason for that is sometimes the actions are sort of part of the same course of conduct, so people don't get triple punished in a case like this. Having said that, I'll go even further. You know, he's 80 years old. So whatever he gets, he's probably going to spend most of the rest of his life in jail, in prison. But it's also going to be up to the judge whether to impose the full 10. Many state sentencing schemes, including Pennsylvania, give discretion for a judge to impose less than that. That's why I said I was so surprised by the outburst, because this is the judge who's going to be considering that sentence. It's also true that the judge recognizes that defendants are people too, and everyone loses their temper at one time or another. So the judge is not very likely going to hold that against him. He's going to do his best not to, simply because one can only imagine it's always frustrating after a guilty verdict, even if you're guilty. So in-court conduct is not technically evidence. I got to put that out there. That's one of the other things that a judge is going to consider. Although he, of course, can consider any statements that Cosby wants to make at the sentencing hearing. You bet you and I and your listeners are going to be on pins and needles waiting to hear what in the world is he going to say at sentencing, because I'm sure he probably will say something.
I learned something every time I talk to you, and I appreciate that. Before I let you go, Wendy Patrick, I have to ask you, did you see Diamond and Silk in front of that House hearing?
Yes.
And based on their statements that they weren't paid, but there were Federal Election Commission reports filed that said they were paid, are they facing any legal problems?
Well, you know, the question of whether they're actually going to face anything and whether technically they are in some kind of violation, two very different things. I can't imagine anybody actually going after Diamond and Silk. But I also wonder whether they, remember they came back and said, oh, it was reimbursement for a plane flight. I don't really know how much people understand when they get checks in the mail what it's for. And I know that some of your listeners might like roll their eyes and say, oh, come on, they should have known. But I know that there are others that probably receive checks for things and consider it reimbursement when actually somebody else could do the same thing as a payment. It's all very confusing, and it's really hard to nail down perjury when you do have alternate explanations for checks received. So I don't know, and I don't know Diamond and Silk, so it's hard to know what was in their minds. Because they were so adamant. If you watch that testimony, did you get paid? I did not get paid. Did you get paid? We did not get paid. They were so adamant. It's hard to believe that somebody would be that strongly stating something that they know is false. So I don't know, Mike. It sure was interesting testimony, though. I also enjoyed some of the commentary about, are we really here talking about this? With all of the other issues we have to talk about, are we really going to keep talking about this?
Very true. Very true.
They're fun to watch on TV.
Yeah, I subscribe to their YouTube channel. I watch them all the time.
They've got a lot of great stuff on TV.
Thank you very much. Her name is Wendy Patrick. You can find her at wendypatrickphd.com author of a great book on how to spot red flags and those frenemies that you hang around with. It's called Red Flags. Wendy, thank you for always being there when we need you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Mike.